Hey, good morning, everyone. My apologies. I just by accident posted day 35, and we're not up to day 35. So I just deleted it, and we'll do that in 2 days. We're on day 33, just to clarify, which is called fasting after feasting, because today is Tzom Gedalia. It's a fast day. And it's a little weird. You know, a lot of people are sometimes weirded out by, myself included, by having a fast day right after Rosh Hashanah. Some people like to think of it as like, well, we ate so much in Rosh Hashanah, it's good to not eat, I guess, afterwards. But it's called the Fast of Gedalia, named for the Jewish leader Gedalia ben Avikam. Just to tell you the background, I spoke about this actually on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, that after the Babylonians, led by Nebuchadnezzar, conquered the land of Israel, destroying the first temple. This is back in 586 BCE. Most of the Jewish community in Israel was killed or exiled. There were a minority of Jews that were permitted to remain in Israel. And Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Babylonia, who destroyed the temple, and he was in charge, he appointed this Jewish governor named Gedalia. And several years later, Gedalia, the Jewish governor appointed by the Babylonians, was assassinated. And that caused basically the last remaining Jews to be forced into exile. And therefore, Tzom Gedalia, the fast of Gedalia, represents really the last of the Jewish people after the destruction of the first temple being sent into Galut, into exile. Now, what does it have to do with Rosh Hashanah, the day after Rosh Hashanah? Is it just to balance out our diet after eating so much in Rosh Hashanah? No, because we just came out from Rosh Hashanah. And the Kabbalists teach us that when we sin, in a sense, we're sending ourselves into exile. Because what's our natural state? Our natural state is to be with God. And I quoted from Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, one of the author of the great work called the Tanya. And he said that each of us has this nefesh elokis, a godly soul. And therefore, naturally, our sort of natural default is to be connected to Hashem. We're created in a pure, in a good way. Sin, which distances us from Hashem, is therefore strange. It's out of the ordinary. It's against the default. It's against who we really, really are. It's a deviation. And that's why the word for repentance, coming back to Hashem, is tshuva, which literally means to return. Now, where am I returning to? Always people ask me this question. Returning implies that at some earlier point, we were already there. We call somebody a baal tshuva, right? Somebody becomes a baal tshuva. They came back to Judaism. I know a lot of the baal tshuva I've met and I've worked with over the years were not raised in homes where they kept Shabbat. Now they're keeping Shabbos and we're calling them, they've returned. Returning to what? Because we believe that in our truest sense of who we really are, we are connected to Hashem. Metaphysically, our souls were created in a state that was and continues to be spiritually connected to God. And maybe that's why we observe the Fast of Gedalia right after Rosh Hashanah. Because the Fast of Gedalia is representing the last remnant of the Jewish people being sent into exile after the Babylonians took over. And at this time of the year, when we consider, I guess, the sins and the mistakes that we've made, we're reflecting on how through our sins, we have also exiled our souls and ultimately how we yearn to return to Hashem. And that's what we're trying to do on an individual level. Fast of Gedalia, though, is trying to inspire this on the national level, that this time of the year, the entire Jewish people as a nation, we're also trying to pull ourselves out of exile. So today, it's a fast day. We're commemorating the last remnant of surviving Jews sent into exile. And in a sense, it's reminding us that we don't belong in exile. We belong closer to Hashem. Our sins and our mistakes that we've made over the course of the year have put us in an unnatural place. And we got to get out of that unnatural place. It's not where we belong. We belong with Hashem. And that's a beautiful idea, I think, that helped us connect a little today in Tzom Gedalia to the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, to these days of repentance between now and Yom Kippur. Have a good day.